This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces hit the city of Jenin with drone strikes and troops on Monday as part of one of the biggest West Bank incursions in 20 years. At least 8 people were killed and more than 50 injured, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A deadly raid on the city of Jenin, one of the biggest Israeli operations in the occupied West Bank in 2 decades. Israel used drone strikes on Monday for only the second time since 2006. Hundreds of its troops were also involved in long gun battles. The Jenin Brigades, a unit made up of militant groups based in a crowded refugee camp, said it was engaging Israeli forces and had shot down one of the drones.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Ukrainian military released combat footage on Monday purportedly showing storming operations near Bakhmut. Ukraine said on Monday its troops had regained more ground along eastern and southern fronts in what President Volodymyr Zelensky described as progress in a quote-unquote difficult week for Kyiv's counteroffensive against Ukrainian forces. Turkey will not lift its opposition to Sweden joining NATO unless it stops harboring groups Turkey considers to be terrorists, President Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday. Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, ditching long-held policies of military non-alignment after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Applications for membership must be approved by all NATO members, but Turkey and Hungary have yet to clear Sweden's bid. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Indonesia's leader is on a 3-day trip to Australia, and despite the relative closeness of the countries, Indonesia is only Australia's 14th largest trading partner. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Andrew Hudson from the Centre for Policy Development, a research organisation, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation there's great trading potential.
Indonesia's economy is forecast to become the 4th largest in the world and larger than Germany or UK in just 7 years. And yet Indonesia remains outside Australia's top 10 trading partners. It's obviously our largest neighbour. So I think there is a huge opportunity there.
Widodo will meet Prime Minister Albanese for talks Tuesday. Albanese will urge for progress on an upgraded defence deal with Indonesia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Crowds gathered at town halls across France to show solidarity with local governments targeted in 6 nights of unrest touched off by the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old. The riots, which seemed to be easing overnight into Monday, have been driven by a teenage backlash in the suburbs and urban housing projects against a French state that many young people with immigrant roots say routinely discriminates against them. Workers are picketing major Southern California hotels after walking off the job over the weekend. AP correspondent Mike Hampen reports.
The strike by bellhops, front desk agents, room attendants, cooks, servers, and dishwashers began in Los Angeles and Orange counties. Members of United Here Local 11 voted last month to authorize the strike. Along with improved wages, the union wants improved health care benefits, higher pension contributions, and less strenuous workloads. A coalition of more than 40 hotels involved in the talks accuses union leaders of canceling a scheduled bargaining session and refusing to come to the table. The strike affects about 16,000 workers. I'm Mike Hempen.
A shooting at a holiday block party in the U.S. eastern city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland over the weekend that left 2 people dead and 28 injured highlights a sustained surge in mass shootings in the United States since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. As of Monday, 340 mass shootings have taken place across the country so far this year. At that pace, the United States will experience 679 mass shootings in 2023, the second most in a calendar year since 2014, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.